It's Sound Ideas. Auto repair shops in Bloomington Normal have likely seen an increase in business because of the condition of streets, especially in Bloomington, where Public Works Director Jim Karch has been taking a look at a new spending plan and new approaches to plug up a problem that has been decades in the making. Correspondent Colleen Reynolds has more in this first of a two-part Sound Ideas interview.
The city of Bloomington spent a record $10 million in 2014. That was the big year to resurface and pave some streets. It was all part of an acknowledgement and discussion that went on with the city council at the time about the lack of keeping up with street maintenance. And of course, that was because of a lot of budget pressures. You know, we had the recession and trying to catch up from that, plus pension pressures. And so that all kind of contributed to the city maybe not spending as much per year as it should have been. So 2014 was a catch-up year. We're talking today with Bloomington Public Works Director Jim Karch. And Jim, I'm going to quote you off of the city website is saying, even though $10 million sounds like a lot of money, you say the city would have to spend $9 million a year just to bring all the streets to a minimum rating of 4 on a 1 to 10 scale, with 10 being the best. So we know in 2015, city spent about $2 million on resurfacing. And so in short, we know the city is still way behind in what it's spending and what it can do. I'm going to give you just a few more stats. And even though people talk about the condition of our streets, and we all know that especially in some areas, they're not what they should be, I think it's interesting to just look at the stats from June. Potholes, 77. Water ditches, 19. What is that?
And water ditches are whenever our water department goes in, makes a repair, our crews come back and do the final surface repair. So it could be asphalt or concrete.
Okay.
But it's still a problem with the pavement.
Cave-ins, 6. Concrete street panels, 2. Contractor ditches, 2. And then hot asphalt, 19 locations. That's 36,000, almost 37,000 square feet. That is a lot. And you're talking about just really repairs.
This is just for repairs. This isn't even our larger asphalt program.
Wow. So people know the streets are bad. I just thought those stats were kind of revealing. And so the question to you, Jim, is this strictly a money issue, or is it also an availability of hot mix and crews to do the work?
Well, really, the answer is the problem with the streets is both a money issue and a capacity issue with what kind of asphalt we can have available. So, yes, there is a lack of resources to be able to do all that we need. But even if we could have, let's say we were given a blank check for resurfacing on an annual basis, there's a certain capacity the local contractors, they hit a limit, and it becomes harder for them to be able to get enough asphalt locally to be able to really address what we need. So what we are talking about is this has been a long-term problem in the city of Bloomington. Where we are at currently with our streets didn't just get here this year. This has been when I started the city of Bloomington in 2000, and whenever I started really back then, we had hardly any resurfacing program at all. In fact, I think the year I started in 2000, and there was no money put toward resurfacing. And then after that, it was $500,000 to $1 million, anywhere in there for a number of years. I was the engineer that put together those contracts for a while. And so whenever I became a director in 2008, one of the first things that really hit the radar was trying to be systematic in how we deal with our infrastructure issues. You know, everybody can say, yes, oh, the roads are bad, but how do you determine which comes first? How do you actually give an objective professional recommendation to our elected officials to say, if you want this service level, here's how much money you should spend. And so because of that, we started, and I give full credit to our staff, they really took ownership of this concept of stewardship. They rated every street in town. A citizen can go out on our website and see what their street is rated, a 1 to 10 system. It's a nationally accepted system. We plug all of that into the Excel machine that churns out a number and allows us to say that, like you said, it would take $9 million on an annual basis to be able to bring our streets up to that 4 condition. And 4 is really where you stop seeing the potholes. And really, the potholes are nothing more than a symptom of a larger problem. That's all they are. I mean, they're and so what we're trying to do is, what level can we really get to as a community where it's not potholes that people are worried about? You know, it is really, they can, they, you know, the quality of the infrastructure matters heartfully to our citizens. We heard that in the last election. We've heard that consistently over the past few years. And so I give, again, credit to our elected officials that they've taken that data. They've taken that objective data, and they did increase since 2009. They did increase the budget for our street resurfacing within the parameters of what they felt they could do, but it was increased from what it had been in the past. But what we as a staff have said is, you could double it. You could double it. Right now, we're spending about just under $4 million a year. And our current recommendation is, double it to $8 million consistent dollars a year. And then what that would allow is, over a 10-year period, it would allow us to get to a level of five, a service level of five, which is above that bare minimum for our arterial streets, the streets that, you know, you have 10,000 vehicles on a day. The majority of where cars travel they're in good condition. People feel good about it. On the collectors, they'd be a four. So you don't see the potholes, but they're starting to develop. But the residentials, we'd have to say there are a three. They are a three. To where maybe in front of your house, where there's only a couple hundred cars, there can be a pothole or two. You're traveling slower. We can't make this town perfect overnight. We've got to start, you know, turning the tide. And so we have to understand it's going to take some time to turn it around.
So that's the money side.
Mm-hmm.
That's your recommendation to city leaders. But there is that availability side.
That's true.
Of hot mix, of asphalt.
That's true.
So can you describe, I know this is not very sexy for people, but
pretty boring topic, but people do care about
roads.
They
really do,
yeah.
Care. So maybe just as briefly as you can, explain sort of the supply and demand problem and how that factors in,
sure,
to what you're going to be able to do.
Sure. So local contractors, we have one large local contractor, and they do the majority of the interstate work. They do the majority in this community. There's a smaller asphalt contractor, both of them do a very good job. It's just more of an issue of, what do they have the capacity to do?
So you're talking about Rowe Construction is the big one.
Rowe Construction,
McLean
UCM,
County,
yep, United
McLean
Contractors,
County
Midwest,
Asphalt,
and McLean County
does
Asphalt.
The smaller, more, you know, commercial parking lots, that kind of thing. Okay.
And so the city has tried to even break up our asphalt contracts to get more competition, quite honestly. We want to get the best price we can for our citizens, the best stewardship we can. But McLean County Asphalt, they haven't been bidding the last couple of years. And the vendor from Pontiac, Epple, they haven't been bidding as well on some of these local contracts. And so there is a capacity issue. And so that's why staff has modified our recommendation to kind of that $8 million number. We said, what can we, with the objective criteria we know, what could we accomplish in the next 10 years if we had $8 million a year? And so that's where that, if that's the capacity the local contracting community has in that range. I mean, you say $8 million, but it depends overall on the price, but that's the range it's in.
So there's also another factor that could be influencing an Epple from not bidding, and that is that local contractors are given an advantage. Do you think it would be worth the city council considering waiving that when you have a limited supply contractor or, you know, a limited availability contractor?
Sure. The current policy doesn't allow it, but, you know, staff definitely would see benefit in something like this, where there is, you know, there is concern. It's tough because there's positives, some really great positives with the local preference policy. But there's times it has an impact. And so, yes, we've been told that we're not getting bids from, you know, Pontiac because, you know, that local preference policy they've put in writing, it's been a detriment to them. And so those are the tough policy issues that a governing body has to consider.
So I want to turn the clock back a little bit again and talk about early on in your tenure at the city. And I don't know what point it was, but there was a point in which you actually were pretty high on the idea of, hey, you know, the city does garbage collection, which a lot of other cities contract that out. The city handles water, which a lot of, you know, municipalities contract out. Why don't we reverse that? Why don't we, since we're good at doing service and we're good at managing big public service, why don't we consider owning and operating our own asphalt plant. And over time, wouldn't we save money and be able to do more for our citizens? So take me back to that time frame and what kind of work you put into that thought process and how it was received.
Boy, it's been a few years, but I probably would say back in 2009, we were looking at that. I'm not a big fan of just doing things the way you've always done them. If you know there's a problem, if we have a problem with hot asphalt in some way or pricing, let's look outside of the box. Why not? Who else is doing that? Are there things that really keep us from doing that? And so, we really did. We looked at what are the upfront capital costs? What would it take? Who else is doing it? Can we go see what they're doing? Is it working? So we actually spent some time even in 2009, then even over the years, as of a couple years ago, revisited again. Kevin Burke is a person I've worked with. He used to be with the Illinois Department of Transportation, and he transitioned in his retirement over to the Illinois Asphalt Paving, the statewide organization. And he was a great resource. He really was a great resource for us, the city. And it really helped us to see that at this time, that wasn't the right path to go down. We couldn't find a mechanism. There were issues such as that initial upfront capital cost, of course, for the larger asphalt plant. We're actually still, I'm still interested in new technology as they get smaller asphalt plants there. That's one of the things that when you look at some of the smaller asphalt plants, they can maybe overcome some of the environmental hurdles, some of the permitted issues, because that's the other side of it. Places like Rockford that have looked at doing this, there can be environmental issues, smell, perceived issues with carcinogens. Let's be realistic. People in the community, that can be a problem. If you site a new asphalt plant, that can really stir up some concern. And so we have to make sure that's worth it as well. So those are definitely considerations that I will never say something's off the table. But as of right now, the only people we could find, Henry County, they were looking at it. Some places in Florida do it. But again, it really is an economies of scale. You had to have enough suppliers enough people that were in users, really, that it became worth it. And so, do we really want to get an intergovernmental agreement, try to get more cooperation and do more of it ourselves?
Because that's working so well right now with the town of Normal.
What's always great to hear for folks is that on a staff level, we on a daily basis, we share equipment, resources. We were always thankful for our local partners, McLean County and Normal and others, even into the townships. We've got some great people in this area.
We're talking with City of Bloomington Public Works Director Jim Karch, and he is proposing the City of Bloomington spend $8 million a year for the next decade to make up for many years of a lack of spending or spending enough to improve city streets. I'm Colleen Reynolds.
Tomorrow on Sound Ideas, GLT's Colleen Reynolds has more about a unique proposal to help address the street repair deficit.